Hi, it's Andrea, here to tell you about another amazing project you must subscribe to. And to do so, I am joined by one of my longstanding partners in news, WNYC's Nancy Solomon.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Nancy. So Nancy has a new podcast that she has been working on for the past 2 years. It's about one of my favorite subjects, New Jersey and corruption. I literally cannot wait to hear it.
Well, and especially since you did really help me early on, and now I can't wait for you to hear the fully baked episodes. It's called Dead End, a New Jersey Political Murder Mystery. And it's the story about one family's attempt to get their parents' reputation back and one state's struggle with government incompetence and corruption.
So I know early on it was really, really hard to get some of the key people in this story to talk to you. How did that work out?
Yeah, it was hard. And I think the most important interview I have is with Mark Sheridan. He's the son of the victims in this unsolved crime story. And, you know, he had become his own detective for 2 years, staying up late into the night trying to solve this crime. And he has a lot of information that had never been revealed. I also interviewed a former governor and the guy who took down the mob in New Jersey.
Wow. When I say I cannot wait to listen, I mean I cannot wait to listen.
Can I play you the trailer?
Yes, please.
911, where is your emergency?
Yes, Meadow Run Drive in Skillman, New Jersey.
In September 2014, a man notices the house next door is on fire.
John Sheridan and his wife Joyce were found dead in their burning bedroom.
A prominent New Jersey couple and close friends of Governor Chris Christie. The Sheridans were stabbed multiple times with at least
The crime shocks New Jersey's political world. Four governors and almost the entire state legislature attend the funeral.
It was almost all of the assembly and the Senate. And they all paid the respects. And here it was to a guy who was never held elective office.
6 o'clock. It has taken 6 months in all, but now the Somerset County prosecutor says the Cooper Health CEO, John Sheridan, did in fact kill his wife, Joyce, before stabbing himself and setting the couple's bedroom on fire.
But the Sheridans had been married 47 years. The murder-suicide theory just didn't add up.
What about it makes you feel uncomfortable and you don't need to say, but...
Because I don't believe it. And I think it's a false accusation and that this family has to suffer like this.
I'm Nancy Solomon. I cover New Jersey for WNYC. 2 years ago, I set out to find out what really happened to the Sheridans. And maybe even more importantly, why? John Sheridan was a man with strong relationships with the most powerful people in New Jersey. I talked to former governors, attorneys general, and even the guy who took down the New Jersey mob.
When Jimmy Hoffa disappeared, it wasn't just a murder. What you're seeing is the tip of a gigantic iceberg. Maybe the same is true with respect to John Sheridan.
The story I'm going to tell you raises troubling questions about the investigation into the Sheridan deaths.
I'll own the mistake that I didn't document that bloodstaining on the wall. That was something that I should have done, even though I was told not to.
And I find documents showing that John Sheridan was caught up in a real estate deal involving powerful political interests.
I know that this and these materials are what my father was upset about, what he was working on.
It's been 8 years since the Sheridan deaths, and the story has never been fully told. We'll explore why the case was ignored for so long by New Jersey's top law enforcement agencies, and the questions that raises about competence and corruption in the state's criminal justice system. Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery from WNYC Studios.
Wow. Now, Nancy, I'm downloading Dead End, a New Jersey political murder mystery. You can listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.